I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stu. We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
It is time to chat with Stu Mac. That is Stuart McMillan. And genuinely, I do not know what we're going to talk about.
Look out, Jake Al.
We do.
What hole is that? That's an iceberg.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so cold out here. Jack.
Okay. That sounds like, now I'm Titanic. We're talking Titanic. About the Titanic?
Titanic, yes.
Why?
Because, I don't know. I just thought, I was reading a book recently that was centered around the Titanic and the sinking of the Titanic. And it's a fiction novel, but it follows this family and it goes into the struggles of losing family members on the Titanic. But it got me thinking about life lessons that we can learn from the sinking of a huge ship like the Titanic. It's so ingrained in our culture, like things we look at as like, oh, you know, that was their iceberg or.
Right. It's become a symbol of failure.
It's a symbol of failure. And yet 1,000 or so people were saved from this ship, which is also, even that they messed up so bad, not everybody died.
No, that's true.
You know, being prepared for things. You know, the Titanic was not prepared enough for this voyage. In a weird way, we can learn from such a terrible disaster like the Titanic to be ready for these things.
And Leo and Kate did not get it all right on the first take.
Right.
I mean, they didn't get that sunset exact time.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's lessons there, too.
Right, that's easy. But this book I was reading got me thinking about a lot of things. You know, preparing our children for terrible things that might happen in their life. You know, we don't really want to think about it or talk about it, like having an escape plan for your house or. Everybody has a voyage. And I feel like a life coach all of a sudden. I feel like
you're starting to sound like
one. Don't I sound like this? I don't want to be
too. Everyone has a voyage.
Everyone has a voyage, folks. And
the lifeboat is representative of.
I don't want to be too hokey on this. I don't want to be. But there is some truth at looking at the destruction that happened and being prepared for things. They ignored warnings from other ships that there were icebergs ahead. How many times in your life have you ignored warning signs of things and something drastically happened to you because you didn't obey those things? You didn't go back and say, you know, I should probably do those things. It could be as simple as that, or it could be big things, you know, in a relationship or maybe in coworkers or whatever the case may be. They did not heed the warning signs. In fact, they told Carpathian, which was the neighboring ship, I think it was only like a mile away. Carpathians kept telling them warnings. Hey, there's icebergs up there. There's icebergs. It's like, yeah, we've got your reports already. Stop sending us reports. We're trying to send messages back to New York. Arrogantly, Titanic, the biggest ship ever, I can do this. I can make it all the way through. All of a sudden was ignoring messages of warning signs.
So yeah, it's hubris.
It's hubris.
We do it all the time.
Well, I mean, we're word for that.
Yeah, we great are. Word. I'm talking about we as human beings. We do this all the time. A perfect example is that vessel that sank in the ocean.
Oh, the one that kind of exploded?
Yes.
The one that imploded, actually.
Yes.
Imploded.
I mean, that was a ridiculous.
Yeah.
Going back and looking at the process and those innocent people.
The checks
people,
and balances.
It was a joke. It was a joke. It was hubris, again. And usually it's Mother Nature. So actually this right. week is the perfect time to talk about this.
Yeah, because hurricanes.
The hurricanes.
Oh, my. Being
and a lot of people, yeah, being prepared. Did you see that guy who strapped his house down?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Was that real?
That was real.
That was real? I thought that was a meme.
No.
I literally thought that was
a
meme. That was a real
thing? It was. Talking about Mother Nature.
Yeah.
You know, the Titanic, of course, that was a Mother Nature incident. The disrespect that we show to Mother Nature is absurd to me.
Water is powerful.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Water is, if you haven't seen any of the photos from North Carolina, or some of the video.
It is
unbelievable.
In the Grand Canyon, for example, there are many, many deaths that are related to flash flooding. the helicopters come into the canyon and tell people to get out of the water right now. A flash flood is about to hit and you will drown, and they don't listen, they they drown.
Yeah.
It's so many unbelievable
stories.
To me.
So many stories. And even grief and loss. I really got the sense of that from this book. By the way, it was written by Daniel Steele.
Really?
Yes.
The same one?
The same famous one. The like romance novel lady. It's called No Greater Love.
All right. Thanks, Stu.
Stay afloat, folks.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.